You know, I think I was just as shocked as President Haynes about that, because the Army announced that they were going to close the ROTC program like in a few months. And they hadn't had any contact with the university. There's no real discussions or quality issues. And frankly, I was very upset about it. Actually, I led a letter to the Secretary of the Army asking a bunch of questions. You know, why was this done? How heavy was the program excellence considered? You know, why is it that we're doing this to our university? Along with, you know, there was 13 other programs, or 12 other programs, and I got all the congressmen involved from those districts to sign on to this letter to ask the Secretary of the Army, what the heck is going on here? You know what I mean? There's cost considerations. Does it cost the same at Northern as it does somewhere else? I mean, why has Northern been selected?
Well, from what I've been able to see, it's been 44 years that the program's been at the university. They've got officers, or they've got cadets that are slated to go on in the next 2 years into officer positions, and they've been turning out quality cadets, quality officers, and no one seems to be getting an answer.
I know what we'll get an answer from the Secretary of the Army now that we got 12 congressmen signed up here, so we're going to get those answers. So we had, representatives from the university here in D.C. Talking to me, and we right away got started and getting some answers here. So we haven't gotten them yet, but we certainly got a list of questions that we're asking the Army what the deal is. And I've also reached out to the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Buck McKeon, and his staff is working on it as well. And then, of course, we told the university, we contacted Senator Levin's office. He's the chairman of the Armed Services in the Senate, and he's our senator. So we should have some pull there to get some answers from these guys.
It seemed like it took everybody by surprise. I haven't had a chance to talk to President Haynes yet about it, but his statements have been echoing basically the same thing you're saying, is that the questions are, what is the deal? I mean, it's the only one in the state of Michigan that's being shut down as well.
Well, yeah, that's the whole deal. Why was this program chosen? What's the reasoning behind it? And we want some answers.